gather here this evening, the beginning of the sleepless period leading into Yom HaMadoim, the Mayor Ahmed Yassin, for some random thoughts in preparation for what this period of the year should signify for those of us who are my meaning Bashem Yisbach. One of the reasons, however, that this gathering was called, so I understand, so I've been told, is a reason different from the talk that we usually have had on Mitzvah Shabbos prior to the saying of Slichas. And that is in recognition of various events, tragic events, that have taken place in our community during this past year, and more than that, during the past few months. But we cannot shut ourselves off to think of ourselves only in terms of the local community. It's been a year of very tragic events in many other Jewish communities, in Klal Yisroel. And one begins to wonder just exactly what is all this about. Let's read the Rambam, the beginning of Mitzvahs Ta'anios, the mitzvah of calling a Ta'anios a fast day. What does this signify? Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, it's a mitzvah Aseh, commanded by Torah, Lizoit Al Kol Soro Shetovo Al Atzimu, to cry out to the Almighty for every tragic event that takes place in the Jewish community. The Dovar Zeh, and this mitzvah, is Midarki HaTshuvo. This is one of the roads and paths that lead a person to bethink himself and return to his source from which he has wandered. I don't like to use the word repentance. It doesn't give us the proper connotation of what the term tshuve means in Torah Jewish life. A return, because we've wandered from where we should be finding ourselves, from where a Jew should be standing. We wander from there. And one of the ways of arousing us to return whence we have wandered is this mitzvah of Ta'anios, Shebizman of Zo'oko, crying out to Hashem, Shebizman Shetehei Tzoro, when there is a time of Tzar and Tzore in Klal Yisroel, the Yizaku Oleho, and they shall cry out because of it, Yea, do I prove. Thereby all of us will recognize Shebiglal Maaseim Haroim Uralahim. That these events take place because of our deeds, which have been Maaseim Haroim, evil deeds. Hakosu, as it's written in many, many psukim. Vizehu, and by crying out unto Hashem Yisborah, Zehu sheyigreim lehosi ratzoro mealeim. That can help to serve to remove these tribulations from us. Avolim lo yitzaku, if we shall not bethink ourselves to cry out to Hashem, but rather, as we usually do, Elo Yomru, they will say, Dovoze, this tragic event, Mimina Goilom Iralon, it's a matter of happenstance. The tzorosu, and this terrible tzore, nikro nikris, it just happened. It's a mikre. There's nothing to cry about. There's nothing to worry about. This is the way things run in the world. There are times when we enjoy happy events, and there are times of tragic events. There's nothing unusual about it. Mikrehu. That's the way things happen. That's what we call a natural course of events. And that's usually the way we react to all tzores. In the moment of the tzore, we may shed a tear, but it doesn't take long. We wipe it away, and life continues as it was. And the Rambam says, if that's the manner in which we react, Harizu Derech Achzorius. This is cruel. Cruelty does not necessarily mean when we perform an act of cruelty against our fellow man. One can be cruel unto himself. He can perform an act of cruelty against all his emotions, against all his feelings, to deny them to come to the fore. Only cruel individuals act in such manner. Those who have a heart, those who feel, can by no means go forward with life and say, this tragic event, it happens daily. Sometimes it's with this person, sometimes it's with that person. It's happenstance. What's there to be so wrought up about? Harezu derech achzorius. That person's heart is a lev even. It's a heart of stone. Not because he doesn't react to the emotions of the person who has suffered so much, but rather because he doesn't react to his own emotions. He kills emotion within himself. He doesn't permit himself to let forth a tear and open up a heart that beats to Hashem Yisborach. It isn't so. It's happenstance. It's natural force of events. Harizu derech hazorius. V'gerem eslohem. And what results from this manner of living, what results from this type of an attitude towards the events of life, v'hidoveit b'maseyem aroim, to remain cleft to all the evil that we are continually engaged in. V'seisi fatzore tzore sacheres. That's the reaction to tragedy. It leads to new tragedy. And this is what Torah meant in the Teuchacho. V'alachem imi b'keri. V'alachdi gam ani imochem b'chamas keri. Kloyman, what do those words mean? Shavia lechem tzoro. When I shall bring tragedy, chas v'sholom, upon you, kedeshe toshuvu, in order to arouse you from your slumber, to begin to think, who am I? What am I? What do events say to me? Events speak to all of us living during the time of those events. If you will say that Sora is natural course of events, it just happened. Is gevalz of Hashem Yisbora. Oisif lochem. V'olachti gamanim lochem. Bahamach keri. In the anger of that mikre. And the Rambam adds, Oisif lochem chamas oisoi keri. This very happenstance, this very event that you term natural course of events, I will let you wander along on that road and see what it will lead up to. Sore noch sore, veiti ya veiti. Why? Because you haven't heard what the Tzora is speaking to you. Toshev enreish adako. When God brings man adichtucho shel nefesh to such tragedy, do you know what it means? Vatoymer, you are speaking through the tragedy. Hashem Yisborach is speaking to us. And what is he saying? Vatoymer shuvu v'riodom. Realize from the tragedy that something is wrong. You've gone wayward somewhere. Try to find, where have you misstepped? Where have you gone wayward? And return to where you should be standing. We must be conscious of the fact that we're living under a terrible mistake in general, in our concept of things. We've become accustomed in the past few years to talk about a Balshuva movement, a movement of people returning, coming back. Who are the ones that are talking about the Balshuva movement? Those who don't need Shuva, they're okay. They're observant. They do all that has to be done. They are talking about the wonders of a Balshuva movement. Someone who was outside the fold came back. Yeshivas for Balshuva. Gevalt about Shuva. labor movement, and we forget that all of Jewish life is about Shuvah movement. Adam HaRishon, when he was in Gan Eden, then he was what man was ordained to be, this creature of God. But then he fell. He committed sin. And from that moment on, all of mankind is engaged in shooting to try to come back to where we once stood. We were brought to Sinai. We stood at the foot of the mountain, and we rose to heights over the Merishin in Gan Eden. We came back home. Immediately thereafter, we sunk again in the morass of a Chetah Egel. From that day on, we have yet to return. Jewish life, if it is lived properly, represents about Shuvah movement in the highest essence. And we are never aware of it. Why? Because Mitzvah. We live a life of Mitzvah. Things are taken for granted. It's a natural course of events. The Ramban and his Adonet HaYir, Moyer in the Lel Tireid, asks and poses a question. Why do we cry at a moment of death? Why do we shed tears? This is the natural state of things. Men are born, they live, they die. What's there to cry about? So the Hilik Ramban, it's wrong. Men were made to live lenetzach nitzachim, in the joy of the countenance of God in Gan Eden. Death signifies that things are not working according to the natural course of creation. It's something unnatural, out of the ordinary. This is why we are moved to tears. Did we ever give thought to this approach to Bechiah, to Bechiah? The Ramban was also bothered, natural course of things. And he tells us that we're living a very unnatural life. Naturally, we should be in Gan Eden, enjoying the proximity, the friendship, the closeness, the love of Hashem Yisborach. But where do we stand? So far removed, because Chet brought Miseth into a world, as the Pasuk tells us in Chumash. That's what moves men to tears, even though they're unaware. These are are some of the things that we must think about at this time of year. Devil! Slithers! Domine Manaroi. Amida Daidi, Vidaidi Li. The inner feeling of the Jew that he stands at a period of life when he's closer to his Creator. And when a Jew feels many times unconsciously that closeness, it brings forth an expression of devotion. I belong to my beloved, to Hashem Yisbarach, and therefore I feel that He is with me. Thus is I at this time of year. Under such circumstances, it is easier to feel what the Rambam teaches us. To feel what Tzoras means. To realize that Tzoras speak to us. Because this time of year we have an ear to hear that language. And it's a language that isn't besmirched with all the niceties of things that are written in books and in newspapers and in articles and so forth and so on. It's clear, this language. The language of Tzar and Tzora. And it calls for the language of Tzor. To cry out to Hashem Yisborach. What does Tkiyas Shofar represent? It represents just what we are now talking about. It's a language without words. It's Tziyoko! And he gave emotionally illustrated. Oysen Melech, great sovereign, who had many lands under his domain, in one of the faraway corners under his sovereignty, there was a little country that found itself in dire need, and he decided to send a delegation to the king to ask for help. The delegation came before the king, but they did not know the language of the king, nor did he know their language. They couldn't understand each other. What do they need? What do they wish? When the delegation saw this, they broke down in tears. And they began to cry out. And the king said, Ifashtei vozivim. Tzioko is the language without words. When words fail to express what we feel, Tzioko becomes the language through which we approach Hashem Yisborach. That's one of the ideas behind the concept of Tkiyas Shofar. Because who knows whether the language of our tefillahs is understood by him, by Hashem Yisborach. Who knows what goes along in those words that we speak. It's for us to judge. How do we stand in prayer? What are our interests then? Have we completely forgotten the day-to-day affairs that bother us as individuals? And we stand now speaking to Hashem Yisborach? Or do we carry along all those affairs into the Neshama Tekev? But Siyoko, if we are able to raise ourselves beyond words, beyond language that we create, into that cry that stems from the depths of the human soul, there we speak the language that Hashem Yisborach is waiting for. This is not the language of Mikre, it's the language of Tzioko, crying out. And once the Jew cries out, Vatal Shavoso, the voice. That prayer reaches to heights where no other prayer can open the doors. This is what we are engaged in at this period of the year. But this brings us to another moment. After all, what we are talking about is only true for the Jew who is a Ma'amin B'Hashem, a Jew of faith, a Niman B'Emunah Shleimah. He's guided by faith, but he missteps. Then we talk about these things. The question is, where do we stand in Emunah? Are we my meaning? Or are things a matter of rote? It's a lifestyle. Are we truly my meaning? There is the question. And if in days gone by, the problem of Emunah was a very, very serious one. At all times, to be libei sholem b'Hashem, a heart that finds its completion only in God, that's the difficulty that the Jew must strive to overcome. And for that we were given a Torah. That's Jewish life. Makelzer. A Moshef matter. For what? Levareir Emunah. To clarify for yourself Emunah. Once it's clarified, it's no longer Emunah, you see it. Until that moment of seeing, of sight, you must be engaged in this never-ending process of clarifying Emunah. And if at all times it's been so difficult, how much more difficult is it in our day and age? We live in an age of scientific advancement. Science, taste we've been on the moon. A plenty case will come instead. And we're going to be told that there's no such thing as natural cause. All these advances haven't proven to us at Bovinamelachonas, Shuhu Moroi Meneshev, lift up your eyes unto the heavens, Urehu, and see me for Eilim, who has created these wonders. No, we went to the moon, and we said we haven't found angels. So how much more difficult has it become in our day to clarify and moon it for ourselves? Oyen v'neif. But my friends, I hope you don't mind. I think that one of the fathers of modern science was Albert Einstein. I think everyone will agree. He knew the business of science quite well. And I'd like to read to you something that he said. Listen carefully. Despite all our recent advancements, our knowledge remains rather meager. And two illustrations. First, our increase in knowledge is comparable to that which a man interested in learning more about the moon, they hadn't gone to the moon yet then, a man interested in learning more about the moon gets when he climbs upon the roof of his house to catch a closer look at that luminary. Need I tell you how much more we know about the moon standing on the roof of the Trade Center in New York, or if we stand at the door on the ground downstairs? That's about the difference, Einstein. He gave another illustration. Our minimal knowledge of the universe focuses to me on the moment of the completion of my formula of the general theory of relativity. Just imagine what that moment meant to Einstein and to the world of science. Der ewige Kerl Abel von Deutsch Deutsch scientific thought. At that moment, an ordinary housefly landed on my paper. I reflected that here I had set down all the major universal physical laws as though to say, here's the key to all the secrets of the universe. There's nothing now that man doesn't know. Alles seid es abriet, whatever you do it. Yet, I really don't know very much about the nature of that little fly. Need we say any more from the father of modern science? And yet, we persist in saying that we know all and we have conquered all. We're masters of our destiny, and we control our fate. That's the way we live. This period of year, the Shoshone, comes to tell us that it isn't so. We have to clarify for ourselves what we're talking about when we pray, when we study Torah, when we observe Mitzvah Hashem in act and in thought. And it's not an easy job not to take things for granted in our style of living, but to put our all into it. Let's read a Medrash Chazal. On the psukim of the chet of Loshen Vara, the terrible crying of Loshen Vara. Er nie hart was davon, sucht den Schofara, was kommt die Gehör davon, das ist nichts. Sie doch nicht loschen können. Nee, das ist grobe, was mir hohe. But the thing is terrific. But he calls for some improvement. He could do better on the Kier. He could have done better on the Shvorin. Criticizing. Nay, das ist ein Hore! And we never realize what we're doing. We're not talking about what they'll do. Grobe, das ist ein Hore! Slander that can kill people. Hate! Das hope of the Shayon. An arrow! Directed to the heart of a person. Jene grobe loschen hore. Jüger gebracht nas mir üben. Sein Kiesig nas offener loschen hore a ganz jör. Except that sometimes I'm told that we do it. Aber das ist in Kloschen. Der Kasmet nicht gedammt, dass ich geschmack. Der Valkeiret nicht gelängend, dass ich geschmack. The Baltic care to present the Jewish Greeks and the Kiers in the dark. That's only criticism, that's not Loschen Hore. Nein, das ist Loschen Hore. Gefährlich in der Welt. What a little truth of all day. Rabbi's Drosha, the sermon this year wasn't too hard. Das ist Loschen Hore. Yo! Loschen Hore. So there's a couple of feeling about Loschen Hore. Now listen to a little story that Chazal relate to us. Some of this is related to the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Yutes. Here the story is embellished a bit. Maise b'reichel echod. There was a peddler, the Chazar b'ayores, walking around Jewish communities. And he kept saying, man, boy, sam chayet, who wants a pill of life? Fellow walking around with pills of life. Man, boy, sam chayet, we all of that. And in his travels, he reached the city of Akko. Shoma Basra Yanai. Yanai lived in Akko.
His daughter heard this peddler in the street. He's peddling life pills. No doctor yet has developed a pill called a life pill. High. Omna Lorville. She went into her father and she said to him, Daddy, there's a peddler walking around the streets of the city. Mamboys Hamchayet, who wants to buy a pill of life? Yana heard this. Sugar. What is this? Kororet Yana Loiserechu. Rabyana invited that Roichil, that peddler, into his home. And when you look into the Gemara in Avin Zore, he was quite a respectable individual. None other than Rabbi Alexandre. He was the peddler. Here the Medrash doesn't mention it. Roichil. Omar. And the Rabyana said to him, have any Usui some kind shakum Roichil? Show me that dose of living that you're selling. What kind of a pill is it? Otherwise, Hoitzi Mikupose Sefer Tilim. He took out a Tilim from his bag, Ufosak Viholak, and he kept going page after page until he came to Kapitel Numbes. To the posuk at posuk ze mi ho ishe chafet chayim oy hey yomim lirosh tay mitzayim l'shoyim chamiro usposecho midabeyim lirmo. That's my pill. Numbeis kapitel pill. Yana heard this. Holach ved Yana pechileu. He made a banquet for him. He shaved with the best of drink. The Sholche, he sent him forth and Nosson the Shishas loin. It's a lot of money. Omri Talmido, his disciples saw this and they said to him, so your day a posuk zeh? You, Rebiana, didn't know the posuk of Mio Yishe Chofetz Chaim, may have gone in his day, but he didn't know this posuk. You had to have a Reichel come here and teach you a posuk from feeling that every kid in school knows it. Kadavim do Shabbos. They stood on the posuk. What did he answer? Omar Lehei. He said to them, certainly I knew the posuk. El Shebosei. Ubirei Biyot. This Reichel came along and he clarified it to its depths what this posuk means. What do we have? Even Rabbi Yanai always said, "Bio Yishe Chofetz Chaim, Oyhi Yomim Dirishtoi." What's the formula for life? But he had never felt to the depths of the soul that this was Sam Chayim. This is what we're saying when we say that posuk. This is what David HaMelech meant. Es bleibt bei uns gesagt viele. Gesagt viele. Sagen viele, wie es am Melech gesagt. Ich habe sie gegeben when I was a young kid here in this country to see Jews of Hevra Tilim saying Tilim in Shul. I'm sure that the tears they shed in Nichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitznozo, those were tears that Hashem Yisborach put away in his treasure store, and they're going to be part of that treasure store that's going to bring forth Mashiach Tzidkenu. Can Shotik Nidbami.
But nevertheless,
no one, when he saved me, your Ishaq of his kind, felt to the depths of his soul that Russian horror is dead, and keeping oneself guarded against it is life itself. You need to have a Rolfi come along and arouse interest as if he's selling some object on the marketplace and everyone is running out for it. You're full of interest. Ich will leben. Ich such leben. I'm not worried about anything else now. That rifle aroused me. And then he's got you in hand. And Slim, what sticks that flow from our mouths? How much Birur is contained in those words? To what extent do they strike deeper than lip service alone? To what extent do they reach into the recesses of a Jewish heart to arouse us to Chivas Odom Be'elom? And this is what we need. If not, the Chumzis, the ganze Wiesn. There is, however, something that can arouse this interest that we're talking about. Chazal said long ago, Malavai oisi ozo v'sherosishu. One of the troubles with life is that we're always engaged in philosophizing about the deity. Hier haut nur in ihnen reden wegen ihr. Was mir auch gefallen ist. Hör zu trachten wegen ihr. Don't try to define me, you'll never get there anyway. Du Russisch. Study my Tore. You know why? Shehamoyer Shebo. Maxiver Mamut. To the extent that one unites himself with Torah study, to that extent does he cleave unto Hashem Yisborach. You want to feel God? You want to see God? Learn Torah. But learn it the way it has to. It's not a philosophy. It's not a science. It's Chile Eloika Mimah. If you approach it, if you approach Chile as part of Hashem Yisborach, the past points out. Chach mitoire yu mekabroche cholak mechochmosei v'yareho. You see scientists, Chachmi Umes, we're not Mevatel Chochmi. Chochmi is given by God. We make up a bracha. But you know which bracha? Nosan mechochmosoi mevosol chodom. Two differences. Toiro is cholak mechochmosoi. He apportioned from his Chochem. The Chochem himself is Yereim. Chachmi Umis, scientists, great men in science, only from God do you have science, but they're Nosam. He gave it away to them. Kindler took me them Basir, he created a bomb to destroy the world. That's your business. Because they're not Yereim. They're merely flesh and blood, most of the time. Task points that out. His And if you'll approach it in that manner, automatically it's your aim. How then can it be? Can a person stand in proximity with God Almighty, who is so near great feet, who is so near Tigre Shemayim, who doesn't fear, who doesn't respect? That person who doesn't stand with Hashem his God, to whom Hashem has given the Chokhmah, and he stands with the Chokhmah as his own, El HaMalabos, Kerat HaKeben HaMachlif Eulom, Heire Kem HaMachlif Eulom Zay, Al-Dikle Bo Noyich, El HaBoy Noyich. We build worlds with the study of. Do we seek proximity to Hashem Yisborach? Do we seek Birur Emune? Are we interested in giving content to all our deeds and thoughts as Torah Jews? There's only one way, Torah studies. Lernen Torah. Om Philosophie. Lernen Torah. I've seen this so many times. You sit down and you learn a Parsha Chumash with a person who never before studied Torah. And you're not interested in changing his lifestyle. He's a Reformed Jew and you want to make him Orthodox. Hey, so you're going to go. Sign of the beast. No, let me meet them first. 2 months, 3 months later, Kumperon Fred. Can you teach me how to put on tefillin? Mr. Shukudov, what I've done tefillin? You're a Reformed Jew. What do you need tefillin? Rabbi, I've got to put on those tefillin. He doesn't know himself why, but he learned Torah from the text. Reishis, Boro, Elikim, from the text, without any side issues. Without any attempt to philosophize with him and to try to prove to him the value of orthodoxy. That's the way it works. That's what we need. All of us. We must become part and parcel of that Moir Shebetire. We have to make a Din Cheshbon. Who halten wir mit lernen unser Teil? It wasn't meant only for a yeshiva man who spends his days only in the study of Torah. Torah is meant for every Jew in all walks of life. Daily study of Torah. And now the community is blessed with a night kelel Baruch Hashem. Just as many other communities have come to life through a night kelo. Shidobit pemet shalernen. Nomen. Keine droshesti. Keine gedezokyeni. No attempts to change ways of life. Nor zitzum lem. The change comes automatically. The study of Torah, that's the road to Birur Emune. Unachdem vetnen uns morgen, if you have the opportunity and you don't take advantage of it, you will be called to answer. Why? No excuse. You should have come to study Torah. Whatever Torah you wish to study, Chumash, Shulchanot, Chayyodim, the more advanced, you would enjoy a little bit of Gemara, wonderful. You want Medrash, wonderful. Out in this Torah, it's Hashem, study Torah. That's the Sam Chayim. That's the pill that carries with it life. Chayei Olov, Mokavish Yuchim. It's implanted within us. There's no Jew is free to say, I can't. I don't have the abilities for it. Sheker! There's no Jew who didn't stand at Sinai. Aleph! He's Netzach Netzach. Janet Shalom Bambar. And we were given Chelkenu B'Serosim Yisbar. Ours is only the duty to open it up. Sometimes it's harder. Sometimes it's less difficult. But if we try, we're bound to get there. And getting there is a moyershebo. You reach to a light that's mazilo lemuto, that returns people to that, to where they should be standing at all times. Now I ask you, isn't that what we say in our daily prayer service? Do we ever listen to what we're saying? Hashiveinu avinu l'soyrosecho. Return us, O God, O Father, to your Torah. V'korveinu malkeinu l'avodosecho. And through that, you will bring us near to the observance of your mitzvahs. That in itself is hazireinu v'sishuvo shleima l'tom. Don't try it the opposite way. It will never work. Hashiveinu v'sishuvo, then l'avodosecho, then v'sishuvo shleima l'tom. We have the formula laid out for us by Anshik Nesis HaGdele, in the daily tefillah. It's but for us to listen to the words that we mouth. What are we saying? And try to live into those words. Then, Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we shall come before Hashem Yisborach in the Yemei Adin. He looked down upon us beyond doubt with favor and say, Kinderlech mein, gold in der Welt, bui noch do as a ume de losche, which after so many trials and tribulations, noch as eifel zahn zores, they are ready to recognize me as their father. Torah, its study can be enjoyed only in that manner. Mitzvahs, Abiyosecho, Malkeinu. It's a divine decree, sovereign decree. How do you accept that sovereignty? By studying Torah with that wonderful, loving Father. That opens our heart. We ourselves say, you, our Father, you are our King. And we're on the road to Tshuva Shleimo Lefanecha.